News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee on WSAU.com. National Prescription Drug Take Back Day is tomorrow, and it has two purposes in Wisconsin, as Jackie Johnson reports.
In addition to proper disposal of unwanted, expired, or unused prescription drugs to prevent contamination to our environment, state officials warn about the misuse of medications leading to heroin addiction. Chris McNichol, who leads the Drug Crime Task Force in Milwaukee, says it's important to monitor prescriptions at home.
You know, no matter how much trust you have in your children, your friends, your family members, it's important to be responsible with those kinds of medications and ensure that they're not being diverted for some sort of illegitimate use.
State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen wants to prevent abuse of prescription drugs, a gateway to more serious drug abuse. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The head of the Menominee Indian Tribe says he is glad Governor Scott Walker is doing his, quote, due diligence. Craig Korn said it was an encouraging sign this morning when the Republican governor delayed an announcement scheduled for today on whether the Menominee can have its new casino in Kenosha. Spokesman Tom Evenson said Walker needs more time to review the information submitted Wednesday by the tribe and the Hard Rock chain. The head of the Ho-Chunk tribe opposes the new casino. He said that delay gives the Menominee false hope. John Greendeer said Walker should make his decision and be done with it so all of the Wisconsin tribes can move on. Walker said he would approve the casino if all 11 tribes in the Badger State agree to it. The Ho-Chunk and the Potawatomi oppose it, saying they would cut into their casino businesses. Menominee officials said they would cover those losses by paying a higher share of the gaming profits to the state so the other two could pay less. Also, the Menominee said the other tribes technically endorsed the new casino when they signed their current gaming compacts. Ho-Chunk leaders say, no, that's not true. It's been a long 9 months for the Steger family, and tomorrow they'll be able to close another chapter in a very painful story. Their daughter, Kira Steger Trevino, murdered by her husband that she had planned to divorce. Well, Kira Steger will be laid to rest in the area she grew up, the Wausau area. That funeral will be at St. Mark's Parish, a large Catholic church in Rothschild that's expected to be overflowing with family, friends, and guests. Visitation starts at 11:30 tomorrow. The services are an hour later, and a procession will then take Kira to St. Michael's Cemetery. Now, in lieu of flowers, Steger family is asking for memorials to be given to the women's community. That's a Wausau-based crisis shelter that helps victims of domestic abuse and their children. Today, by the way, is Domestic Violence Awareness Day. Organizers have encouraged people to wear purple throughout the day today. Just yesterday, a special memorial bench honoring Kira was taken to the women's community, and it's bright purple. Scrooge arriving early this year, and he's out to pull a fast one on Central Wisconsin businesses. A male subject claiming to represent WSAU Radio approached some businesses trying to sell radio advertising and promising commercials for a specific price if they sign up as a Toys for Tots drop-off place. WSAU's general manager Brett Luke learned about the scam when a client called to ask a question about the promotion.
We got a call from the manager at Walmart in Wisconsin Rapids, Liz Brock, saying that there is a person claiming to be Ron and Greg, his manager, selling packages and claiming to be from 99.9 WSAU, where Wisconsin Rapids businesses could be Toys for Tot drop-off points and get 29 ads on the station for a price of $2,100. Of course, we have nothing like that going on at this point, so this is an obvious scam.
And something that stood out to those of us here at WSAU, this scam artist is charging too much. Luke says reputable media outlets, including WSAU, have sales associates that work to build relationships with business clients. And if you have someone contact you about advertising and it's somebody you're not used to seeing, or if the deal sounds suspicious, ask questions and be cautious. Well, there's still no farm bill in Washington. Even President Obama has been calling it a priority, and Senator Tammy Baldwin says there's plenty of incentive for the Democrats and the Republicans to reach a consensus on a farm bill.
The farm bill contains about $23 billion in cuts to outdated commodity programs that have no relevance in today's farm economy, and we're all looking for savings.
House and Senate conferees will meet next week. They'll try to salvage a compromise five-year plan. Baldwin says farmers face enough uncertainty and risk right now.
They need tools to be able to manage that risk, and farmers have been very clear passage of a farm bill will give them that certainty and those planning tools in the future.
The big sticking point, Republicans continue to insist on deep cuts to food stamps that could drive millions of people off the rolls in the next 2 years, something Baldwin contends would be, quote, imprudent and inhumane. A Wisconsin House Democrat says you don't need a faulty internet site to sign up for Obamacare. Milwaukee's Gwen Moore said people should seek out other ways to buy the insurance they are required to have by January 1st, like using the toll-free phone number or getting an application by mail. Yes, snail mail. Yesterday, developers of the TroubledHealthCare.gov website traded accusations with the federal government during a lengthy hearing on the site's technical problems. Some Democrats have joined Republicans in calling for a delay of the insurance purchasing requirement due to the website's ongoing access problems. Moore, however, not one of them. She says move full speed ahead on Obamacare. She calls it an unprecedented opportunity to get quality health care at affordable rates. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and a few sprinkles possible. Maybe flurries, too. Low of 33. Saturday, partly sunny, continued breezy, high 42 degrees. Saturday night, decreasing clouds down to 26. And Sunday, some partly sunny conditions, high of 44. We'll have a mostly cloudy day on Monday, still cooler than normal, high 45 degrees. Chance of light rain on Tuesday and Wednesday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.